10th Project Apollo launch sequence.
The NRL Telstra Premiership is back. It begins again on May 28th. The best is yet to come.
Minus 5, 4,
Project
three,
Apollo launch imminent.
2, 1, 0.
This is it, MG.
We're there. We're here.
We have arrived. We are on restart eve. The kids will be wanting to stay up all night to...
Yeah, let them. Let them.
I can't sleep. Football's back tomorrow.
Yeah, how good.
It's going to be outstanding tomorrow night, Thursday night football. Eagles v Broncos. Full coverage here from when we start on air at 6 o'clock. MG, we've been discussing various things in the lead up to the season restarting. You've given some teams a map to premiership glory. Amazingly, given it's the rush hour with a Penrith legend, we haven't actually spoken much about Penrith Panthers from an on-field perspective.
No, we say the best to last.
So yeah. They currently sit 2-0, one of the six teams that haven't lost a game yet.
Yep.
We know they're going to be without Nathan Cleary for the first two games back.
Yeah, that'll hurt.
How much will it hurt?
It'll hurt a bit. In the first two games that Penrith played against the Roosters and Dragons, he was their best player. You can just see that coming out of James Maloney's shadow has given him some breathing space, and he's been able to express himself in a manner that he probably hasn't been able to in years gone by because it's his team now. Unfortunately, he'll miss these next two games, which will hurt Penrith, but once he comes back, he'll have a massive point to prove. We spoke about these guys, about the Panthers, before the season started, and we spoke of their recruitment. I must confess, I think they recruited the best out of any team in the competition, in particular Api Korosau, who was in the top three players before lockdown in the competition. Then we've got Tedovano, who's a grand final winning front rower from the Roosters. And Mr. Jack of all trades, Kurt Capewell, who basically was almost lost to any Sydney club and looked like the Warriors had secured his services until the 11th hour when the mighty mountain men grabbed him. And so that's a magnificent coup. I think this guy will play Origin for Queensland in the next couple of years. His versatility is on his side. He can play back row. He can play outside back. He's a perfect number 14 for any team. So he will be a great recruitment for the Panthers. And let's not forget, they've got the big guy out to the left called Kickow.
Yeah, well, Kurt Capewell, we get to see him as a Panther officially for the first time this weekend. Zane Tedovano shifting to the interchange bench. MG, we know what Nathan Cleary brings once he's back in this side. You mentioned that man, Big Billy Kickow. You can't win a comp with just two players. Where's the cherry on top? Where does the other attacking potency come from in this team?
Oh, they've got some fantastic centres. I love Naden. Their wingers, Mansour, is fantastic. Brian To'o. But there's one kid who will start from the bench this weekend on Sunday, and it will take him probably 2 or 3 weeks to break in, and I mean break in, smash through to make his way through to the top 13 in the Panthers, and that's Stephen Crichton. He's 6'3", 100 kilos, the younger brother of Crichton from the Doggies.
Christian,
who was with the Panthers. Stephen is a
lot... No relation to Angus.
No relation whatsoever. Christian is a diminutive winger who's built with power. Stephen is a lanky type, Greg Inglis type build, who, if you remember, scored with his first touch against the Roosters.
Yes.
He came on the field and basically chimed in the back line. I think there was a kick and he dived on it or something like that. And he scored with his first touch. So watch out for this kid, Stephen Crichton. He's a man. He's going to be anything.
And he looks, MG, like you mentioned his size. He's 193 centimetres, 100 kgs, but looks like he's got a frame that can add at least another 10.
Oh, yeah. He's, I think comfortably he can play at probably 105, 107.
Jeez.
And still keep his speed. So he's one guy who I can't wait to watch.
Very, very exciting, MG. All right, there it is, the Panthers. That's how you get all the way. You need that young man by the name of Stephen Crichton to fulfil the potential MGCs for him. But a 2-0 start and a first-up game back against the Knights will set you on the path to a deep run in finals this year, you'd think. MG, there we go. The